Hezek Shena Mitzvah is Lashmei Hezek. That shouldn't be that Hezek Riyah Lashmei Hezek. And the Rotsu that the Mishnah says is talking about the Rotsu Las is Gudah. They wanted to make a Mechitza means good. They wanted to make a Kaisel. So the Gemara says, so the Mishnah said, Bainam is a Kaisel Be'emsa. This Kaisel that they were in a Stratza to build, so they build it in the middle. Frek the Gemara Pshito. Of course, they build it in the middle. If they both agreed, they both agreed to build the kaisel. Where else would they put the kaisel except in the, where except in the middle? So isn't that obvious? Tais is going to speak out. What does it have to do with the issue of hezek v'yishmei hezek lashmei hezek lachar? It's the kasha according to everybody. In fact, the Gemara puts it here in the middle of the issue of hezek v'yishmei hezek. It's mashma that it's particularly a question according to the mandomer hezek v'yishmei hezek. So that we'll see in Tais how he deals with that problem. But kapanim the Gemara asks pshito, isn't it obvious? They were both masking to build a kaisel. Presumably, they were masking to build a kaisel in the middle. So the Gemara answers, "Leit sricha." The kodem chad v'ratzi lechavrei. It's talking about where one of them had been the initiator of the idea to build a kaisel, and he had been meratzi the other one. He'd convinced him, he coaxed him into agreeing to build the kaisel. So therefore, matter to him, I might have thought, "Motzi omalei," the fellow who had to be convinced, maybe he could say, "Ki yisrat soiloch bi'avira." Maybe I was masking to build the kaisel. It means I was masking to the avira. We'll see in a minute what that means, avira. But to be my tashmish in the chotzer, then now I'm going to have less living space because you're going to eat three tvachim or two tvachim or whatever it is into my space. That I didn't agree. I agreed to build a kaisel. I agreed to the avira shaboy, whatever that means. We haven't decided yet. Whatever that means. But I wasn't masking that the kosher should be on my space. I was masking that we'll have a kosher, it'll be on your space. So Kamash Malon, therefore the Mishnah tells me that that's not true, unless he makes it explicit. We assume that when he commits himself to build the kosher, so the commitment is that they should build the kosher equally, and they should build the kosher equally on both of their karka, even though it's going to be Mamayat and his Tashmish, and that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So first of all, what's the meaning of biavira? What does it mean? I was masking that you should be I was masking to the avira. I wasn't masking to the miut of the ishtamshus. So b'chal, what do the words mean? Rashi doesn't say what avira means. So this is apparently machlekes rishonim. The negation says the regular gemaras. It's the bottom of the omer over here. I think it's some of the gemaras. It's in omer aleph. Anyway, my Gemara is over here on the bottom of the Mudbase. So he says, Kis nesatzesi lasis mechitza b'kach nesatzesi shlei eshtamesh b'avira didoch. I was masking, this much I committed myself when I said we'll build a kaisel, that I'm not going to be mishtamesh in your avir. That much I'm committing myself. But b'tash mishosu, I'm not committing myself. So what does that mean? I'm not going to be mishtamesh in your avir. What do you think it means? That I don't have a right to do anyway. That wasn't something I was mevater on. You don't need me to make a kinyan and a ritzui to forgo being able to go into your property. I didn't have a right to go into your property beforehand either. There's something here that I have to be mistratza, that I have to make a kinyan that I'm forgoing. Up to now I had a right to be mishtamish in your avir. Now I'm agreeing to build a wall, it's going to cut off my ability to be mishtamish in your avir. So what does that mean? What's the translation of the words?
Well, it can't just be, he always didn't have permission to be mishtamish in the avir, but now he's agreeing to build the wall, that will ensure he's not mishtamish in the avir.
I hear. It's not so, it's hard to say that. For that it would, hard to say that.
His view.
I think it means his view or his sunlight. L'moshul, just like there's halacha by a chaloyim. But if I have a window that overlooks your property, it's on the border of your property, and I don't have a right to open a window because that's Hezekiah. But let's say I have a window, I was machzik in it for Gimel Shonim. I have a right to, I've established a right to have a window. And one day you decide you're going to build an extension to your house, and it's going to come right up to my window, and it's going to block my sunlight. So there's halach. It's Gemara's later on, Mishnayos later on, that I have a right to say I don't want you to block my light. You have to be marchik dalet amos. Keep your world dalet amos away so that the light, the air will come in. So my stomach, the Rebbeinu Gershom over here means me'ein zeh. That since we had an open space over here, I had a right that it should be, I had a right that there should be sunlight coming into my property from that side as well. air, sunlight. Now you're going to build a wall. It's going to cut me off. You don't have a right to build such a wall. For that I was misratzer. For that I made a kinyan. You could build a wall right up on the property. You don't have to be marchik dal ramis. That I was misratzer. But not that you should encroach on my ishtamshus. Not that you should encroach on my gimel tefachim.
Talking about sunlight into the chatzar itself.
Into the chatzar. Yeah, it's a chiddush by a chaloin. I could have said maybe it's not the same. Maybe a chaloin is a yavu house. You're going to block the window. It's going to be very dark. You have a chatzar. It's open on all the other three sides. Who says building a wall is objectionable? The Chorot says here in this Rabbeinu Gershom that's taketaim, that I have a right to say I don't want, unless I made a kinyan that I was melater on it, but until I made that kinyan I had a right to say I have a right to be mishtamish in your, it was open all along, I have a right to be mishtamish, you don't have a right to cut off my, you don't have a right to cut off my, to cut off my view. It's very similar to something we already saw. What did we see before? What? Shar is for Hezekriyot. We saw another Rishon also such a notion that I have a right to say I don't want my ear blocked off. I don't want my I don't want you building a wall and then choking me. Anybody remember?
The Rosh?
Particularly the Rimigash. Yeah, I wanted to shtel su the Rosh and the Ravid as well, but the words Mefurish is in the Rimigash. Rimigash says when he presents the Gemara of Hezek Riyah, Shmei Hezek, Lash Shmei Hezek, so the Rimigash says that Lamando Omer Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. So if I want a wall and Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, you can't be ma'akev that I shouldn't build a wall. If Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek, then you could be ma'akev that I can't build a wall. So I mentioned that we said it at the time. We talked about it a lot. The Rimagash says a tremendous chiddush. Pashtus, you learn the issue of Hezekri is, can I force you to be mishtatef to build a wall? If Hezekri allows me, Hezek, I can't force you to build a wall along with me. But if I want to build a wall, you can't stop me. Mechatesi, you could stop me. The Rimagash says that if Hezekri allows me, Hezek, you could stop me from building a wall. At what right could you stop me from building a wall? So I said, because you're building a wall, it blocks my light, it blocks my view. Apparently I have a right, you have a right to say you don't want me building a wall up on the border of the property. I think this is the mocha for that svar of the Rimagash, from this Lashon of the Gemara, the way Rabbi Nagershim understood it, which is the pastus in the Lashon of the Gemara, that there's that even when they commit to build a wall, you need a ritzui for the avira. You need a ritzui, you need a commitment with a kinyan to allow the other person to build a wall on the edge of the property. Without that kinyan, he doesn't have a right to do it, because it's mamish the Rimagash, because he's giving ma'akiv. Rabbi Nagershim is chaylik b'feirish. Rabbi Nagershim says he doesn't think that a person has it, he doesn't bring Rabbi Nagershim. But he says lapuke from. He says he doesn't think that a person has a right to say don't build a wall on the edge of my property. He says leshemano, they can't do that. If you comes to teich shaloi, if you build it on your property, on the edge, but on your property, the other fellow has no right to stop you. Apparently, he doesn't say beferish why it's different than a chaloin, but apparently holds it's different than a chaloin.
What?
Rabbeinu Yonah says he doesn't think that. He says that's not pshat in the Gemara. Avir over here does not mean that you don't have a right to build a wall, that you need a kinyan to prevent you from building a wall, to block the avir. He says you don't have a right to block the avir. You don't have a right to tell me, you don't have a right to stop me from blocking the avir. There's no such right. If I want to build it on my property, if I want to build a wall on my property, you can't, Rabbeinu Yonah says, you can't stop me from building a wall. Why is it different than a chaloyin? I guess you have to say a chaloyin. It's darker inside. So what's pshat in the Gemara? So Rabbeinu Yonah says different pshat in the Gemara. Bavira means I was nisratzah to spend money on the avonim. I was nisratzah vertically. I was nisratzah that I'll help you build the wall, meaning I'll pay for the gvil, I'll pay for the gozis. That I had a ritzui. But I wasn't nisratzah that you should encroach on my property. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, avira means tashmishosu means horizontally. And avira means vertically. I was masking vertically. I was masking to build up the chotzer, to build up the kaisel. I was masking that I'll spend money on the gvil and the gosis. But who says I have a reach on the encroaching on my property?
Where we see the Rabbeinu Gershom shot is sunlight. It's about avira didach.
So what's avira didach?
Avira didach is the sunlight that's coming through your property.
Yeah, I don't know what else avira didach could mean. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not avira didach. I was nisratzah to spend money. I was nisratzah to spend my cash on building the wall. That was the reason, but not on the ishtamshus. Chori yesh la'ayin lefir Rabbeinu Gershom pshat. Why does the Gemara not make any mention of the reason to spend money on the kaisel? I mean, that's the biggest reason. He's going to spend whatever it costs, a substantial amount of money, to build a kaisel of drill of gozus. That's a big ritzui. So why didn't the Gemara say that? According to Ben Yonah, that's what the Gemara says. I was nisratze to spend money on the grill and the gozus. I wasn't nisratze to give up my living space. According to Rabbeinu Gershon, the Gemara doesn't even address the ritzui to spend money on the grill and the gozus. The Gemara says, I was nisratze to forego the air, but I wasn't nisratze to forego the space. Why doesn't the Gemara make any mention of the fact that I was nisratze to spend the money on the grill and the gozus? The answer is poshut. The gevil and the gosis is poshut that I was nistratzim. Not a special ritzui. That was the heskim when they agreed to build a kaisel. That goes without saying that they agreed to spend money, because that's what building a kaisel means. What did a guy commit? I'm going to build a kaisel out of what? Out of dream stuff. Obviously, when he said I'm going to build a kaisel, meant he's going to build a kaisel out of gevil gosis. That's a different. That goes without saying. That's not even in the same. It's not in the same framework as being mamayit the airspace. But here we're talking about not what we need to build the wall, but what things was I mevater on that the wall is gonna cost. What things was I mevater on that the wall is gonna encroach on? The wall's also building a wall. Besides the money that it's gonna cost, it also encroaches on me. So it certainly is gonna encroach on my avir. So I might have thought the same way I was mevater. So the Gemara says, I might have thought I was maskim it should encroach on my avir. I wasn't maskim that it should encroach on my living space. Kamash malon, the same way I was behechrich, nisratze that it should encroach on my airspace, on my avir. I was nisratze also that it should encroach on my living space. And if I can't, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, what's the havamino that I was nisratze on the money and I wasn't nisratze on the ishtamshus? What's the difference? What's the having it all together? Why should I think that he was nisratz on the money, but he wasn't nisratz on the living space? Also, I think along the same lines, to be nisratz on the money, that's explicit in the agreement. To agree to build the wall, by definition, means to spend money on the wall. That's not like an extra ritzui. That's explicit in the agreement. But the nisratzus on the airspace, on the living space, that's not explicit in the agreement. I didn't explicitly agree that I'm going to limit my living space because of the wall. So I might have thought what he agreed to explicitly, to build a wall, which means money, that he agreed to explicitly. But the things that he didn't agree to explicitly, that it should encroach on his living space, didn't explicitly agree to that. That I might have thought he wasn't misratze. Kamash malon, even the things that are not explicit, even the encroachments that are not explicit in the agreement, nonetheless, we see there a ritzu. Let's see Rashi. Rashi is a difficult Rashi. Mauda Tema. Amale kishen esatzesi loch b'mechitza mechitza dako nisratzesi. Ulumiyutu be'avira kigayin shom nisorim shehi dako behesek riya einbo oitim shechoy v'akoysel b'chelka chochut midov amut aval livno is koysel abonim ov lumiyutu namit hashmishosi loy nisratzesi. That's Rashi learning the Gemara. It's not like Rabbeinu Yonah or the Rabbeinu Gershom. I mean, it's not. Rabbeinu Yonah says, whatever avira means, whether avira means the air or whether avira means the binyan ha'avonim. But Rabbeinu Yonah says clearly that the havamina was that I was not nisratze to give up my space, my horizontal space, my floor space at all. I was nisratze that we should build a kosel. Even though it's going to cost me money, the way Rabbeinu Yonah emphasizes. Even though it's going to block my view, the way Rabbeinu Gershom emphasizes. But I was not nistratz at all that it should encroach on my living space. Build the wall on your space, not on mine. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah learns. As far as I know, Rabbeinu Gershon was doing the same way. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, I was nisratze that you should encroach on my living space, but not to the tune of six tvachim, of three tvachim. I was nisratze that you should, because when I agreed to build a wall, what's a wall? A wall is something that's going to block Hezekiah. To block Hezekiah, all you need are nisarim dakim. So therefore, I was nisratze to build a wall of nisarim dakim. So that's only going to approach on my living space to the amount of nisarim dakim. We'll call it, I don't know, an inch. I was nisratze to an inch. I was never nisratze to gimel tvachim. So maybe you can't force me to give up gimel tvachim. It's kamash b'lon. You can force, in other words, however it was, we could build nisarim dakim, I'll give up an inch. Or if we're going to build a kaisel of vilba gozis, but it'll be mostly on your property, just an inch, a dover muot will be on my property. But to put the whole half, but to put fully half of the kaisel of vil on my property, for that I wasn't nisratze, because my ritzi was for a kaisel of nisarim, which is sufficient to take care of the problem of Hezekiah. That's what Rashi says. Before we even decide what it means, but that's what Rashi says. So first of all, just agav urcho shemanu, we see from this Rashi, an important deal, that the Hisratzus, we're going here about the Hezekiah Lashme Hezek. So why is Rashi mentioning Hezekiah at all? That the Nisarim Dakim will block, that will take care of the Hezekiah. We're going now to Manda Amar Hezekiah Lashme Hezek. They were misratzed to build a Kaisel. So Hezekiah Mandochash may have Hezekiah come into here. So it says in this Rashi, it's an important idea, that the Ritzui to build a Kaisel is a Ritzui to not be mazik each other, be real. That's part of the Ritzui to build the Kaisel. Other Rishonim say this as well. Rabbeinu Yonah says it later by the Gemara of Nofel Shiny. The Gemara says, even if the wall fell down, they have to rebuild it, the Gemara says. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, why do they have to rebuild the wall? They committed to build one wall. Where do you see that they committed to build several walls? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, because when they committed to build the first wall, the commitment was not to mazik each other b'ri'ya. So even if the wall falls down, but the commitment was not to mazik each other ever b'ri'ya. So maybe they have to rebuild the wall. So there also you see the same svara, that the commitment to build a wall, to build a guda, translates into a commitment not to be mazik each other b'ri'ya. As far as that goes, that's fine. That's how I see in Rashi. But the Rashi is very difficult. Mimanushach. When the fellow agrees to build a wall, what wall did he agree to build? Did he agree to build a wall kaminig ha-medino, or did he agree to build a wall of nisarim dakim? If he agreed to build a wall kaminig ha-medino vilva gozis, so what kind of time is this? We could have built a wall of nisarim, and I would have only had to give up a little bit of airspace. What do you mean? That's not what you committed to. You committed to build a wall kaminig ha-medino, and a wall kaminig ha-medino takes up six tvachim. Elamai, he didn't commit to build a wall of kaminig ha-medino. He only committed to build a wall of nisarim dakim, and that's why he wants to say maybe he doesn't have to give up his floor space. So why does he have to pay for vilva gozis? I mean, the Mishnah says that he has to pay for. The Mishnah says clearly hakol kaminig ha-medino, he has to pay for vilva gozis. The havamin was just that in the floor space he shouldn't have to give up. Manashach. If he's only committing to build a wall of nisarim dakim, so he should only have to pay for nisarim dakim. Why are you forcing him to pay for vilva gozis? So what's the pshat in Rashi? Keilu, does the Havamin mean it to say, as far as the substance of the wall is concerned, how much money I have to pay, kol kaminig ha-medino I have to pay for vilva gozis. But as far as the floor space is concerned, there you could say, I was only nisratzef in nisarim dakim, which is sufficient to take off the hezekriya, and therefore I only have to give up an inch of my floor space. So hi, Mai. What does that mean, b'cha?
The
Havamina. Rashi says that there's a Havamina that he can say, even in the Havamina, he has to pay for Gvilda Gozis. There's no Havamina, that's the Hemshecha Mishnah, without the Gvilda Mishnah Kaisel Behemza. It says, HaKol Kaminig HaMedina, Gvilda Gozis. We know he has to pay for Gvilda Gozis. But the Chiddush of Gvilda Mishnah Kaisel Behemza is that without Gvilda Mishnah Kaisel Behemza, I might have thought, yes, he has to pay for Gvilda Gozis, but he only has to give up floor space for Nisarim Dakim. And Rashi explains, because the Havamin was, he could say, I was only Nisratze to take off the Hezekiah, which will be accomplished with Nisarim Dakim. So therefore, I was only Nisratze to give up floor space of Nisarim Dakim. Well, if you were only Nisratze for Nisarim Dakim, so why do you have to pay for Gvilda Gozis? obviously, we say that you were nisratza for Gvil Vagozis because your Ritzu is defined by Minigam Medina. Well, if your Ritzu is defined by Minigam Medina, then that should apply to the floor space as well. He's going
to
build. Who's the Tevei over here? Let's say Reuben is Tevei Shimon. So Reuben wants Vildegosis. I assume Reuben wants Vildegosis. So he can force Shimon to pay for Vildegosis. And Reuben also wants they should share the floor space. And that Shimon says, I wasn't Nisratza to Vildegosis. I was Nisratza only to Nisarim Dakin. So why did Shimon have to, Shimon the Nitva, why does Shimon have to pay for anything more than Nisarim Dakin? If the Nitzv is saying I was only Nisratza to Nisarim Dakin, then that's the maximum of his Ritzui. And if his Ritzui is defined by Minhag HaMedina,
he can't force him to build Kalim Gazas, right?
Sure he can. The Mishnah said, HaKol Kalim HaMedina.
It's the Chatzar Shish Ben Chalukah.
So Goyim Madhu Hezek Riyah Ein Shlach Shmeh Hezek. They were Nisratza to build, so it's a Chatzar Shish Ben Chalukah. But there was a Ritzui to build a Kaisel. They made a Kenyan to build a Mechitz, to build their wall.
After they made a Kenyan.
I'm talking after they made a Kenyan. So the question is, but what is in the Kenyan? What was the Ritzui? Kenyan said, say, look, what did I agree to? So Rashi says, the Halamin is, he can say, I agreed to Nisarim Dakin, floor space wise. So I don't understand, what do you mean I agreed to Nisarim Dakin? You agreed to Gvil Vagozis. Well, Rayu, you have to pay for Gvil Vagozis. And if it's not true, you didn't agree to Gvil Vagozis, then why do you have to pay for Gvil Vagozis? Nobody was bothered by this. I have to speak everything out. Lalpeh, the Shaklat Ari always have to speak out. I don't believe if you speak out the Rashi, Lalpeh, then you would have had the Kash. Mistama, let's ask a different question. Let's take Rashi as written. Rashi says the Ritzui was for Nisarim Dakin. So let's ask this question by itself. If the Ritzui is only for Nisarim Dakin, so why Taka does he have to pay for it? Why does he have to build Gvil Vagozis? Why is it that we're Kaifanoisa to build Gvil Vagozis? What? I can't hear. Yeah, but so what if there's a Minu? They don't have to build a Kaisel at all. He doesn't have to build a kaisel altogether. The only reason why he has to build a kaisel is because somebody got him to sign on the dotted line, I'm going to build a kaisel. That's the case. They made a kinyan, Rashi says konu, Rashi says explicitly, he says, lekamen porach, where's the eschaivus? Rashi means, and the answer is, what the Gemara says later on, kishakonu zemizeh. So they made a kinyan sudr, they made the eschaivus that he's going to build a kaisel. Without the eschaivus, without his signing on the dotted line, he would not have to build a kaisel at all. So we're coming to force him to build a kaisel only because he made a commitment. And Rashi says his commitment was only to build the Nisarim Dakim. So if his commitment was only to build the Nisarim Dakim, so where do we come off forcing him to build Gvil Vagozis? What's the pshat in the Rashi?
Maybe the Kamashman of the Gemara is that we assume that wasn't his commitment, that we don't assume that he...
But even in the Havamina, right now I'm fixated in the Havamina. The Havamina was that it's not going to be Bainim as a kaisel Be'emsa. Because he can say, I didn't agree to be Bainis HaKaisel Be'emsa. But he still has to build Gvil Vagozis. The Mishnah says Gvil Vagozis. The whole Gemara is, why did I have to say Bainis HaKaisel Be'emsa? Kilu, let's take everything else in the Mishnah is going to say in place. HaKol Kamin HaGamadino, Gvil, Gozis, and so on. But the words Bainis HaKaisel Be'emsa, the Gemara says, those are superfluous. So the Gemara says, no, I need those words. Because without those words, I would have thought that although everything else in the Mishnah is true, but it's not Bainis HaKaisel Be'emsa. Why not Be'emsa? So Rashi says, because he didn't agree to build Gvil Vagozis, he only agreed to build Nisarim Dakim. So I understand Rebbe Yishlom, if he only agreed to build Nisarim Dakim, so why does he have to build Gvil Vagozis?
And he only has to build Gvil Vagozis if the Minhag HaMedina of that place was.
I'm asking.
Oh, so maybe Rashi could either A, be going in a case where the Minhag HaMakom was to build Nisarim Dakim,
No. They, if it's a minhag hamakom, it's building the sarim dakim, then they tak only have to build the sarim dakim, and they'll build in the sarim dakim be'emsa. Rashi is going in a case where the minhag hamakom is to build vilna gozus. Bainim is a kaisel be'emsa means the kaisel of the mishnah machayev. If it's nesorim dakim, hakol kaminhag hamedina, putz of a daf, and the vil gozus, whatever the kaisel is, bainim is a be'emsa. So the mishnah, the kaisel we're talking about is the kaisel of minhag hamedina. I don't like that. They're not talking about a place where they only build Nesorim Dakim, where they only build Nesorim Dakim. The emes is that you only have to build Nesorim Dakim Be'emsa. We're talking in a place where the Minhag HaMedina is to build Vilna Gozus. So I'm asking, so what if the Minhag HaMedina is to build Vilna Gozus? But you're coming at him, Mikoyach is his Chayvus. Without his Chayvus, you can't touch him. Because Hezek Rehu Lashmei Hezek. So you're coming at him, Mikoyach is his Chayvus. His Chayvus was to build Nesorim Dakim. So why are you telling him to build Vilna Gozus?
But once he agrees to that, just like we just said about Hezek Rehu, yeah, right? There's no Chayvus for Hezekiah, but once he comes and he agrees, so it makes it a chiyuv of Hezekiah. So too.
Okay. So we have to say, that some. So we're going to have to say that although without his ischaibus you couldn't touch him, but once he makes his ischaibus, the ischaibus requires him to build Kaminah Gamadino. So what does that mean? Mechor that means. Why is that true even? Why is the ischaibus mechayiv him to build Kaminah Gamadino? So the obvious. What leaps to mind, the first thing one thinks is, since that's the Minhag HaMedina, so we assume that that's what he meant when he meant when he made the Hizchaibus. Rabbi Kirger writes this one. Why do you have to build the Minhag HaMedina? Man do omer Hezekiah lav shmei Hezek. So you don't really have to build the Kaisel at all. You're only building the Kaisel because you made the Hizchaibus. So why do you have to build the Minhag HaMedina? Rabbi Kirger says, some of this is a simple shot, because we assume that when you were Mizchaiv, you meant Minhag HaMedina. Now you became a cheapskate and changing your mind. But l'chadchila, when you made the Ischaibus, when you made the Kinyan, presumably you meant Kaminah Gamadino. But if that's true, then Rashi makes no sense. Because Rashi says your Ischaibus was to build the Sarim Dakim. It's not so. Your Ischaibus was to build Vilna Gozus. Because we define your Ischaibus is determined by the Minhag HaMedina. I mean, your Ischaibus is not just... Your Ischaibus, we assume that you meant Kaminah Gamadino. Look, I mean, the substance of the Kaisel, we assume you meant Kaminah Gamadino. So why, when it comes to the floor space, do we assume that you meant the Sarim Dakim? Rashi is telling me that you really meant Nesorim Dakim. That's why when it comes to floor space, there's at least a half a minute to say that your Hisratzus is only to build Nesorim, to take up the floor space of Nesorim Dakim. So why is Vilna Gozus any different? Why when it comes to the money, do we say you have to build Vilna Gozus? If that wasn't your Ritzui, you know, it says in this Rashi, L'chayr not like a B'kveger. Other Rishonim maybe hold like a B'kveger, but it says in this Rashi, not like a B'kveger, that when, at least in the half a minute, that when he was Nisratza to build the Kaisel, he was Nisratza only to Nesorim Dakim. That's why when it comes to floor space, he only has to pay for, he only has to give up the floor space of Nesorim Dakim. That's what it says in Rashi. But yet, Gvilva Gozus, he has to pay for. Why is he paying for Gvilva Gozus? So I think it's connected. Yeah, okay, fine.
That's what he was claiming after the fact, but we're still saying that no, once you said Kotel, you're holding it to the negative. He's saying, oh, that really meant not that.
But that's that Maskot of the Gemara. But right now we're going in the Havim Gemara. The Havim Gemara is you really don't have to be Boinu Mr. Kaisel Bamsa. But what is that? We're not up to the Maskana Gemara. Right now in this Havamina, it affects the Maskana too because we're going to have to know the... But right now, let's just focus on the Havamina. So what is the Havamina? The Havamina was, you know, Havamina meaning if the Mishnah would not have said, then what would have been the din? If the Mishnah had not left out the words, that's the Gemara's issue. Why did it have to say, it goes without saying. The Gemara says, no, it doesn't go without saying. If it wouldn't say it, I would have thought, this Havamina, what's the Havamina? It wouldn't have said, by name is the Kaisel Bamsa. So where would you have built the Kaisel? Not Bamsa, right? Where does that mean, not Bamsa? It would have been all on the side of the Teveya, except for the inch that would be necessary for Nesorim Dakim. Why? Because that was his commitment, only for Nesorim Dakim. But how much money would the Teveya be able to demand of the Nitveh? How much wool, how much money could the Teveya charge the Nitveh? The full price of Vilna Gozus, because the Teveya is going to build Vilna Gozus. I mean, if the Teveya doesn't want to, it doesn't have to. But if Teveya builds Vilna Gozus, Rashi speaks out. He could build Nesorim Dakim and the Sholem Al Yisrael, but if the Teveya wants to build Kaisel Av, Zerasa's Beferish, fine, he's going to build the Kaisel Av. That doesn't mean Mishalai, it means Mishali. He's going to charge me for it also. That's the whole point. He's entitled to build the Kaisel Av. That's the Mishnah. But he can only encroach on me a Dover Mu'ud like Nesorim Dakim. So what would it then say in the, what would be the halacha now in this Havamin, in this alternate Mishnah without the words Bainas of Kaisel Bamsa? So what would be the din? You have to build Gvilna Gozus. The Teveya can demand of me to pay for Gvilna Gozus, but he can only encroach on me the size of Nesorim Dakim. And what's the Seichel? So Rashi says, because I was only nisratzit in the Sorem Dakim, which is sufficient for Hezekriya. So I don't understand it. I was only nisratzit in the Sorem Dakim, so why is he charging me for Gvil? What right does he have to charge me for Gvil Begozes? Marashach. My original is Chayvus. Do we translate that as Chayvus for Gvil Begozes? So then why did I have to? So why is Rashi telling me that I was only nischayv in the Sorem Dakim? And if I was only nischayv in the Sorem Dakim, then why do you have a right to charge me for Gvil Begozes? So the Emes is, I think it's clear that this Rashi is connected to a Rashi before. Rashi at the top of the Omud said, "Time of the Rotsu Livnos Kaisel." The second Rashi, "Demidash Neim, who the Chivum Chachomim sheyivnu," which was Chivum probably should be. I don't know if it's the Chivay or the Chivum. Let's say the Chivay Chachomim sheyivnu ben Shneim. It says in that Rashi, we picked up on that Rashi when we were reading it. We're going here the man of Hezekiah Lav Shmei Hezek. Everything comes out of the Chayvus. So what does Rashi mean? Chivum Chachomim. How did Chachomim get mixed up in here? The Chiv is not Chivum Chachomim. The Chiv is the Chayvus that he made himself. Nothing to do with Chachomim. If I write you and I owe you $1,000, so you say Chivuni Chachomim that I have to pay you $1,000. Not Chachomim were Mechayev me. I was Mechayev me. Maximum, you could say the Torah was mechayev me to keep my obligations. Was this chachamim, chivum chachamim? So the answer is Rashi l'shitasa. Clearly, Rashi l'shitasa. Rashi learns takanat like Rabbi Kvega. When I agreed to build a kaisel, I did not agree. I didn't say anything about minhag medina. My ischayvus was for nesorim dakim. What's sufficient? Whatever is sufficient to take off hezek re'io, that's nesorim dakim. That was my ischayvus, because that's all I agreed. I agreed. You're bothered that I'm looking at you. I'm not going to look at you, we'll put it in the Sorem Dakim. That's my Yischaivus. That's clear, that's the Rashi of Eos. That's what Rashi said. My Yischaivus is to take off Hezek Re'io. That's his Yischaivus in the Sorem Dakim. So why do I have to build Gvil Begozes? So Rashi is Chivum Chachom. Chachom, and we're Mechayim. So Rashi holds. Now we're going to have to decide why Chachom were Mechayim. That's the question. Why did Chachom get mixed up over here? Why did Chachom intervene over here? Why did Chachom have it in for me? There were Mechayim other people who didn't make such a Mechayim. So why did the Chachom put Mechayim me? Just because I committed to Nesorim Dakim, why did the Chachom decide to Mechayim me and build the Gozes? The other guy next door wasn't Mechayim himself to build anything. Chachom left him alone. And I, who was Mechayim to Nesorim Dakim, Chachom fell in me to Mechayim me with the build the Gozes. That's going to need to be explained. But right now, I just want to work out one thing at a time. Rashi says, that Rashi implies that my ischaivus was only for Nesorim Dakim, not like a Bikvega, that we assume that I meant Kemina Gamedina. I didn't mean Kemina Gamedina, I meant Nesorim Dakim. That's my ischaivus. So why do I have to build Vilva Gozes? Chachom said that I have to build Vilva Gozes. So now Rashi is telling us. So now there's a mokum to say, since it's only a Chivim Chachomim, Chachom said I have to build Vilva Gozes, but Chachom didn't say where we have to put it. Chachom said it has to be a wall of Gvil Begozes. It will be a strong wall, it won't fall down, whatever the reasons are. Chachom said we have to build Gvil Begozes. But Chachom didn't get involved about where to put the wall. So my ischaivus was to build the Sorem Dakim. Chachom was saying it has to be a strong wall. It has to build big Gvil Begozes. Fine, it could be Gvil Begozes, but not on my property. So that's the Havmil Gemara. Kamash Malon, I think the Kamash Malon is that we assume since when I was in ischaiv, I knew that Chachom were going to be mechaiv me the Gvil Begozes. So therefore, Kamash Malon, that my Yischaivus is talking to give up the floor space as well. Because I know that it's going to be Chivum Chachom. It's going to be Chayve Chachom. So that's the Kamash Malon. I don't think the Kamash Malon changes my Yischaivus. My Yischaivus is only from the Sorem Dakim. But since I know that it's going to be Chayve Chachomim, this is, I think, the simple Kamash Malon. Since I know it's going to be Chayve Chachomim, so therefore, presumably, my commitment was to give up the space for the Chayve Chachomim as well. Because I know that's going to kick in. That's the Kamash Malon. But let's, again, I want to stay in the Havamim. So that's clear, the two Rashis are connected. I think it's double. It's posh the two Rashis are connected. But this Rashi says that my Ischaivus is only for Nesorim Dakim. The Rashi before says the reason why I have to build Vilva Gozes is not because that was my Ischaivus, but because Chacham were Mechayev me. I think the two Rashis are two sides of the same coin. That's Rashi's understanding of how this Ischaivus over here goes. I'm Ischaivus to Nesorim Dakim, but Chacham were Mechayev me to build Vilva Gozes. Yeah, so obviously the question we have to now address is why were Chacham and Mechayev me to build Vilva Gozes if what I was mischayev was only for Nesorim Dakim?
First Rashi was talking in the Mishnah Basra, though, and this is more going in Mishnah Kamas.
No, that Rashi's Lishna Kama. Time of the Rotsu, we're going in the Madomer Guda. Sabua Mai Mechitza Guda. The time of the Rotsu, Holo Rotsu Ein Mechaimanoisi, Al Mehezek Yilav Shmehezek. And that Rashi says, time of the Rotsu Livnes Kaisel. It's only because they agreed to build a Kaisel. The Midash Shneimu, that they agreed to build a Kaisel. That's when Chivim Chachom Shivnu Ben Shneim. But if they didn't agree to build a Kaisel, then Hezek Yilav Shmehezek. Rashi's going in Lishna Kama. Yeah, in the Lishna Vasra, Chivim Chachom would be Poshut. But the Rashi says, in the Lishna Kama, that it goes with Chivim Chachom. That's the point. That's the Chiddush in that Rashi. No, I don't know that. That doesn't say in that Rashi. Rashi just tells me that it's a chivim chacham. This Rashi tells me that the nesorim dake that this chayvus is only for nesorim dakim. So that complements each other. How do I know that this chayvus was that the chivim chacham was only for the building materials? Only from this gemara right now. You're right. The chivim chacham maybe meant the property too. But what I see in the Rashi is explicitly what I see in the Rashi before is that Mayas chayvus was not gibul begosus. Mayas chayvus was less. It's a chivim chacham. Which says in this Rashi as well, so the two Rashis reinforce each other, corroborate each other. And now I'm adding, so now I understand the Gemara. That's why Rashi says that maybe Mayas Chayvus was only to pay for the Gilva Gozes, but not to give up the floor space. Because Mayas Chayvus was fundamentally for Nesorim. I only have to pay for the Gilva Gozes because of the Chivim Chachomim. And the Chivim Chachomim was only on the Gilva Gozes, not on the floor space. Kamash Malon, yet you could learn, what's the Kamash Malon? You could learn the Kamash Malon is that Chachomim were Machayiv me to give up the floor space as well. I think it's more pushy to learn. I can't say why it's my gosh. It's more pushy to learn. There's less change between the Havim and the Maskana. That the Kamash one is, yes, the Chivim Chacham was in the Vilva Gozes, but since I know that, so my Yischaiv is therefore to give up four space as well. That's my Hagosha. I don't know for sure. Maybe the Kamash one is not the Chacham or Mechayim on the floor space too. So, but we still need this Havana. Why were Chacham and Mechayim to build Vilva Gozes if I'm only masking, if my Yischaiv is only for Nesorim Dakim? So, this is Taka problematic.
Rashi Yirachamahal is the same and doesn't say that when they made an agreement, I guess Reuven wanted to build with very thin building materials. It says after the fact, Mahu Detema, that Reuven could say that I only want to.
Who's Reuven? Reuven's always a Tevei. You're talking about Shimon.
No,
I mean, what's we all? Reuven's a Tevei, Shimon is a Nitva.
That Shimon said that I want to build with Nisar Nak. So maybe the Chibur Chachamim is that when we don't know exactly what the agreement was,
right,
then we have the assumption that the agreement was with Bill Gazer.
Yeah, but. If first of all, I don't think that's the mashmaos of Chivim Chacham. But even if we want to be nitchak, that's what Chivim Chacham means, but it's against this Rashi. This Rashi tells me that his chayvus was taka only for Nesorim Dakim. That lends me to think that Rashi before should be taken at face value. That it's taka not Mayas chayvus, it's only a Chivim Chacham. The two Rashi go together.
How can we differentiate though between that, the Chivim Chacham of what type of wall versus that mount? The Mishnah goes through, the Mishnah says, Agbil, because this is the Mishnah explains, Agbil is that both the Shukim give a Makom, meaning they didn't.
No, it doesn't say that. It says they have to pay for 6 Tfakim worth of Bil. That's the amount of Bil you're paying for. It doesn't say have to be Be'emsa, except over here where it says Be'enim is a Kaisel Be'emsa. But we're looking at a Mishnah where it doesn't say Be'enim is a Kaisel Be'emsa. That means the money. You pay for Gimel Tfakim worth of Bil. But where do you put it? Not Bensa. I mean, that's clear. The Gemara is saying, what do you have to say, Bainim Sakaisal Bensa? Kilu, the Gemara is explaining why, that if it would not have said Bainim Sakaisal Bensa, I would have said, it's Takanat Bainim Sakaisal Bensa. I, it says Zainas and Gimel Tvachim. Doesn't mean he gives ground Gimel Tvachim. He gives money for Gimel Tvachim.
Can't answer Rabbi's question by the Rosh and Banach about Paros or about 20 days, that's what he is from.
Yeah, you do have to say. I we're going to. We're going to come to that. Yes, we're going to have to come on to the Rosh and the Ramban on Poros or the Chizik and the Hezekiah. But the question is still a closing question. Hezekiah Lashme Hezek. We're going Hezekiah Lashme Hezek. So Chacham don't really care if I don't build the wall at all. The only thing is I was mischayev to build the wall. But if my mischayev to build the wall was at the level of Nesorim Dakim, that's what I agreed to. So why should Chachamim tell me that I have to do anything more? It's going to be, Reuven says, but it's going to be Ma'isei Amparas. Or Reuven says, it's going to be a waste of money. Or Reuven says, it's going to keep falling down. Okay, tough luck. That's not what I agreed to. I agreed to Nesorim Dakim.
Maybe you don't have the right to claim
Why? But if you can't force me to do something I didn't agree to do. You don't want, we don't have to have a wall at all. I'm Michael, we don't have to have a wall at all. I committed myself to build a wall, but not more than I committed to. It's going to be, you claim it's going to be a cheapy wall like that, it's not going to be durable, it's going to be a waste of money, it's going to keep falling down, you're going to be, okay, tough luck, that's not what I committed to. I committed to building a wall from Lesar and Bakken. If this is a Hezek, we shmei Hezek, so then I have an obligation to take care of Hezekiah. I have no obligation to take care of Hezekiah more than I committed myself to. And my commitment was at the level of Nesarim Dakim. So this is a problem. This is a fairish problem. I think Behechrich, what you have to say, it's not so posh. I think Behechrich, you have to say something along these lines, that in his commitment to build a wall, we see two separate things. We see, number one, a commitment to build a wall. And number two, we see a commitment to be Misalek Hezekiah. I commit myself to both of those things. Even though my commit, what it says in the paper is I'm going to build a wall. But we read into that, a commitment to build an actual wall, and secondly, a commitment not to be, to get, take care of Hezekiah. So therefore, although my commitment to build a wall was limited to Nesarim Dakim, but I also committed myself to take care of Hezekiah. And taking care of Hezekiah, already Chazal determined what takes care of Hezekiah. Chazal said Hezekiah is taken care of with Minhag HaMadim. It works better with the Ramban than with the Rosh Hashanah Paros. Since I committed myself to take care of Hezekiah, so I have to take care of Hezekiah in a way that really takes care of Hezekiah. And if it's going to keep falling down, then that's not called taking care of Hezekiah. So therefore, Chachomer Machayimi. I didn't think so far. I committed myself, I'm going to take care of Hezekiah. That's Mosul Chachomim, what's called taking care of Hezekiah. I also committed myself to build a wall, because that's what it says. The explicit, in other words, there's the text and the subtext. The text of my commitment is I'm going to build a wall. And that's Machayimi, to build a wall. The subtext of my commitment is that I'm going to be Misalek Hezekiah. Once I committed myself to be Misalek Hezekiah, so then Chachomim said, Masalek Hezekiah, that we determine that requires that it should be Kiminig HaMedina. It should be not less strong than the walls of the Minig HaMedina. But nonetheless, so it's still two separate commitments. There's my commitment to build a wall, and there's my commitment not to be Mazik the Hezekiah. So there's a half a minute to say that when it comes to the floor space, my commitment not to be Mazik the Hezekiah is not a commitment to give up floor space. It's a commitment to money. Whatever it costs to take care of Hezekiah, Chacham say it's Gvil Begozus, I commit to that. But at least in the Havim, you know, that's not a commitment of floor space. My commitment to give up, that you can do on, that the Tevei can do on his floor space. What commits me to give up my floor space is the fact that I committed to build a wall. And my commitment to build a wall was only Nesarim Dakim. I think Behechrich have to say along those lines, it's not all the surfaces are smooth. But I don't see a way out of something along those lines. Again, at least in the Havamim.
From this point on now, it's Ki'ilu Hezekiah Shmei Hezek. For example, if one guy wants to open up a window that would look into the guy's chatzar, he can't do that anymore?
I mean, it's going to build a tall house with an overlooking window. And it's going to be Hezekiah... Yeah, it's interesting nafkamina. That would come out such a nafkamina. Right. It's not just a commitment to build a wall, it's a commitment not to be mazik b'riyah. So therefore, if you're going to open up a chaloin, there'll be a problem of... It's not supposed to be the madam hezik she'en riyah that you're allowed to open up a chaloin anyway. There may be other reasons why you can't open up a chaloin. But if you're only going to look at the hezik riyah of the chaloin, there's another reason why you can't open up a chaloin. So a lot of rishonim say you can't open up a chaloin because once you open up a chaloin, you're going to be mazik in the chaloin. I mean, after a while, you're going to get a chazok in the chaloin, and then the next guy's going to build a wall, and you're going to say, oh, I have a chazok, you can't build a wall. So he can tell you, don't build the chaloin, because I want to build a wall. So there's another reason why you can't open up a chaloin. But at least in terms of Hezekiah, Rashbam says that one of the reasons why you can't open up a chaloin, Rashbam and Cheskes about him, is because of Hezekiah. So maybe, so you're right, that would be an afkamina. L'mandam Hezekiah, lav shme Hezek, but he was committed to build the kaisel, now he wants to open up a chaloin that'll overlook the kaisel. So he could say. So he can't say, well, I built a kaisel, what do you want from me? No, he committed not to be mazik b'riyah. That says in Rashi anyway, that the commitment to build a wall is connected to Hezekiah.
And when he's mechayev himself, his hair, that's his, you know, he's showing his intent that he doesn't need mazik b'Hezekiah, or now that he's makbid on his Hezekiah?
Again?
If when he says he's gonna chip in for half the wall,
right?
And that's showing that he's makbid on the other guy being mazik him, or that he's showing his intention that he doesn't want to be mazik the other guy that has a griya.
I'm not following you.
I mean, let's say one of the shutfim would not agree to chip in for half the wall, and the other guy is makbid on Hezekiah. He doesn't want the other guy looking into his property.
So one guy committed.
One guy's tevah. Reuven's tevah Shimon. He says chip in for half the wall, and Shimon says no. Reuven
right.
still wants a wall there. He doesn't want Shimon looking into his
right.
house. So then he goes into his own property and he builds up an entire wall.
Right.
So now, when Reuven puts up his whole wall, is that showing that he's doesn't want to be a mazik bezikria?
No, that's what I mean, nizik.
So over here, when he's chipping in his hair,
when he was committing to the other fellow, that's a commitment that I won't be mazik.
So
my commitment is never that I won't be nizik. My commitment is that I won't be, the kinyan that I make is not that I won't be nizik. The kinyan that I make is that I won't be mazik. I'll build a wall for you.
When Reuven puts up the wall himself, it's all showing that he doesn't
want
to be nizik.
When Reuven built the wall himself, that's pure selfish. He doesn't want to be nizik. But when Shimon agreed, when Reuven got Shimon to agree to make a kinyan that he'll participate in the wall, that was an agreement that Shimon won't be mazik Reuven.
Why does he need to do that? If Reuven doesn't want me to be mazik him, then he'll
just
Reuven
wants
me
to participate in the expense. Reuven doesn't want to pay for it on his own. That's the whole point. Reuven doesn't want to pay for it on his own.
But what's in it for Shimon to chip in?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Reuven promised him, I don't know, that he'll do him a favor one day. Or he was just so persuasive. I don't know. Reuven got him. He was Maratzin. He was Artsi. He was Maratzin, but he came around and made the commitment. I don't know. Maybe he promised him a promotion. Whatever it is, he was Maratzin. And he made a commitment. But he made a kinyan. He's bound by that commitment. Yeah, I don't want to get back. I want to go further. Let's see Taisus. Taisus, by name is a Kaisel Bems of Shito. So Taisus, Lamandom a good parach, Kamekol Hanach Pirchi. The Gemara's question here, by name is a Kaisel Bems of Shito, it's mashma from the Sugi that is directed against the Mandom, against the Lishna Kama. It's not a question according to everybody, it's a question against the Lishna Kama. Like all the other questions in the Sugi, that's the Sugi, all the questions are on the Lishna Kama. So Tois has to explain, why is this only a question on the Lishna Kama? It's a question on the Lishna Basra also. If Hezek Ishma Hezek, it's also Pshita that it should be Bainim Isa Kaisel Bamsa. So Tois explains, the Keshiknu Lassus Guda Kachik Nezeka Maizeu Pshita de Bamsa. They made a Kenyan equally, so of course it's Bamsa. The Marista answer knows that, so Yadze. Avalim Adomer Plukta, but according to the Manda Omer that Mai Mechitza Plukta and Hezek Ishma Hezek, so there is a big chiddush in Bainim Zakaisel Bamsa. Because it's Tichle Meimar. Salka Dayta Chaminu Mishum Hezegri Yeshlu Lisayeh Bibinin Akaisel. Havalainle Livnais Bechelkoi Bishulkach. This says, the Gemara's Kash is only Laman Domer Hezegri Lashme Hezek. So they made a Kenyan to build a Kaisel. So the Gemara's question was, if they made a Kenyan, they both made a Kenyan, they both made an equal commitment. So of course it's Bainim Zakaisel Bamsa. And the Gemara answers, that's so Yartse. But if you hold Hezegri Yeshme Hezek, so that means there was no kinyan. What we have rather than a kinyan, to which they both agreed to, is a teveya and a nitva. We have Reuven, who's bothered by Hezekiah, being teveya Shimon, who doesn't care about Hezekiah. And Reuven is saying to Shimon, but I care about Hezekiah. Hezekiah shmei Hezek, you're being mazik me, therefore I demand that you build a kaisel. And the din is that Shimon, since Hezekiah shmei Hezek, Shimon is obligated to build a kaisel. So as Tosfos, that being the case, that here we have, we're not in an equilibrium. We have a teveya and a nitva. So there's a half a minute to say the teveya can force the nitva to pay for the wall, but the teveya can't force the nitva to give up floor space for the wall. That much of a tefiyah doesn't have. So kamat. So there it's a very big chiddush. Kamat. That it's obviously a chiddush to say no. Bainim sechesel beemsa. That not only can the teveya demand money of the nitva, but the teveya can also demand floor space from the nitva. So therefore, it goes without saying, the Gemara wasn't bothered, according to the Lishna Basra, what's the Chiddush of Bainim HaSakaisel Be'emsa. The Gemara was only bothered according to the Lishna Kam. Not Kam the Taisus. Yeah, so it needs a Hezbe. What's this Havamina? Why is there a Havamina that the Teveya is coming with a Tvi of Hezekriya? Why is there a Havamina that the Teveya can demand money from the Nitva for building a wall, because Hezekriya Shmei Hezek, but he can't demand that he participate in the floor space for the wall. So what's the difference? Hezekriya Shmei Hezek, so why can't he demand both? I mean, the maskan is that he could. But what's the havamino that he can only demand money, but he can't demand floor space? There's one possibility. I think Ramlochel maybe says. I'm not 100% sure. Yeah.
He's the one who's bothered by the Hezekiah, so then even though it's true that you have to build a wall that's strong enough to prevent Hezekiah, it has to be on the other guy's judgment of preventing the Hezekiah. Yeah, he doesn't really care about the fact that the other person is
right, but why don't I have to do everything? I have a chiv not to be mazik b'riyah. Why does that? Why doesn't that require that I do everything possible? Pay money, give up floor space. It's my responsibility to be mesalik my hezekiah. So there's one possibility. I think Rav Melchum says, what would be the din of a chiv? I'm tevei, Reuven's tevei Shimon to build a wall. Hezekiah. And Shimon says, I would like to help you, but I'm broke. I don't have money. And so therefore, you know, you can't squeeze water out of a stone. So it's just not going to happen. I don't have the money to build a wall. So what happens then? I mean, clearly, Reuven can't force Shimon to build a wall because Shimon just can't build a wall. It's not possible. Can Reuven then say to Shimon, okay, so then don't live in your chatzah. Keep out because you're being mazik miberia and you don't have the money to build a wall. So the tour, it's a tour. The tour says beferish that if Shimon is an oni and he can't pay for the wall, Reuven cannot force Shimon to vacate. He can force him to be careful and to be might and try not to look. He can force him to be as circumspect as possible, but he does not have a right to force Shimon to vacate his premises. So you see from that tour that even if Hezek v'yishmei Hezek, but it's not mechayev me to vacate my dira. I don't have to move out. If I'm not going to build the wall, I don't have to move out. So that's the tour. So I think Rav Nachum said that maybe there's a halamina to say that just like you can't force me to vacate entirely, you can't even force me to vacate three tochim. Your tviyah and hezekiah doesn't can force me to pay if I have the money. But it can't force me out. It can't force me out entirely, like it says in the Torah. And who then it can't even force me out a little bit. And therefore, I'm not even mechuyev to give up any of my living space for your tefillah of Hezekiah. So I thought maybe a different svara. I don't want to be marach for dover, because that's so clear to me the svara. But maybe there's a mokum to say as follows. We come in with a tefillah of Hezekiah. Reuben's coming with a tefillah of Hezekiah. Pashtus. It's a tree of harchokas nezokim. Yeah, we already saw Rabbi Zalman. Rabbi Zalman is not sure if it's a tree of tree of harchokas nezokim, or if it's a tree of tikkun achotzer like a beishardik halacha. We were marach. But let's say kipshutoi, a simple approach that the tree of Hezekiah is a tree of harchokas nezokim. I'm telling you, you're being mazik me. I want you to be marachik. Now, the truth is that we paskin by harchokas nezokim, like it's chomer Rabbi and Rabbi Yosi. When you have harchokas, when you have somebody's doing something in his property and it's mazik some the other property, whose chiyuv is it to be machik? Chachom say that the mazik has to be machik, and Rabbi Yosi says the nizik, ala nizik lahachik is atzma. I'm just doing something in my property, causes you damage to your bor or to your whatever you have over there, so move it away. I'm doing b'sheli. We pass like Rabbi Yosi, ala nizik lahachik is atzma. So why by Hezekiah is it my problem altogether? You don't like my looking at you, so go move away. So we already saw the Rimigasas and Davov that here it's different because it's Giri delay. The Gemara says that even though Rabbi Yosi holds Ala Nizik Laharchik Esatzmoi, but if I'm being Mazik, you'd be a dying. It's not just my property is Mazik, you my slime pit or something. But I'm doing something that'd be a dying. I'm banging away with a hammer in my karka and it's shaking up your bar. So that's Giri delay. That's my actions. I don't have a right to be Mazik with my actions. Then it's Ala Mazik Laharchik Esatzmoi. So it comes out like this. Fundamentally, the din is really ala nizik l'achik asatzmei. I'm doing b'shali. You could be machik. It bothers you. So move back. But here it's different because I'm being mazik, you be a dayim. I'm looking at you. It's called I'm being mazik, you be a dayim. So maybe there's a mokum to say. I'm throwing this out. It's not clear to me all the way down. But maybe there's a mokum to say. If Reuven is coming to Shimon and saying, Shimon, you're being mazik, me be a dayim. You're looking at me. It's mazik, me be a dayim. I want you to put up a wall. So that's a legitimate time, a giri delay. Shimon is looking at Reuven, bothers Reuven. He can force, Reuven can say to Shimon, stop looking at me. Either stop looking at me, go away, or build a wall, do something, because you're looking at me. It's giri delay. So we have to put up a wall. Okay, so we put up a wall. Now we have this wall up, and now the shaila is, where are we going to put it? say the wall's on wheels. So we could put it in your property, we could put it in my property. The wall's already up, so you're already not looking at me. But the shaila is, where does the wall have to be? So here, maybe it's a makom to say, now we're being done, the wall's already up. There is a wall. Well, obviously, realistically, it's all in advance. We're planning where the wall should go. But let's imagine, as a thought experiment, that we already have the wall, and now we want to put it down somewhere. It's a prefab wall. We're going to build it, and then we're going to place it. So we have the wall, now we have to place it. So the wall's there, it's blocking us, but we can move it back and forth. On whose property should it sit? So maybe now already there's a makom to say, the giri delay we already took care of. The wall took care of the giri delay. Now the shaila is though, but whose property should it encroach on? So maybe now there's a makom to say that it reverts to the principle that ala nizik l'harchik asatzma. Really, it's always the nizik who has to be marchik. It's only because of giri delay. He doesn't have a right to do giri delay. So the wall took care of giri delay. But now that the wall is there and there's no giri delay happening, and now the shaila is whose responsibility is and whose expense is it going to be? So maybe now chazarnu laklal. Maybe now we revert to the general principle that ala nizik l'harchik asatzma. And therefore, the wall has to be by the nizik and not by the ma. The wall has to be by the nizik who's Reuven and not by the mazik who's Shimon. That was the havamina. Shimon could say to Reuven, the wall is up. There's no more giri delay. Elamai is telling fundamentally, I'm the mazik. I have to be marchik. It's not true. Fundamentally, the nizik has to be marchik. So therefore, the wall should go into your property. Mashman is not true. Even when it comes to placing the wall, we look at it with the measure of giri delay. I'm just throwing it out. I'm not saying this is like, you know, I'm answering a Craig's Kashi or anything. I'm not saying, I'm just throwing out a svar. I don't have a big hechuch, I'm just throwing it out. It's like the story of the Zalman, that the Bacha came to him to be accepted to Eitz Chaim. And so the Zalman asked him to say a shtickel Torah. So the Bacha said, he was a young Bacha, he didn't expect him to say his own shtickel Torah, he should say over a shtickel Torah from somebody. So he said over a shtickel Torah from Rabbi Zalman. From the Mesama, from the Sefer, or maybe he heard. So Rabbi Zalman heard him out, which was fine, that was legitimate. It was that was all he was required to do. So Rabbi Zalman said, turned to the Bacher and he said, but what's the Hechrich? What's the Hechrich to the Vart? You're saying a Vart, sounds nice, but what's the Hechrich? So the Bacher said, Rabbi, it's your shtickle Torah. What do you mean, what's the Hechrich? So Rabbi Zalman said, I had a Hechrich, I had to say Shir, but what's your Hechrich? So this is a Vart, I have to say Shir, it's a Vart. I'm saying it's Vart, it's not the. Akapanit, there is a mokamiyin in Tais over here. There is still a mokamiyin. What's the havamina? That I could be teveyu to pay money, and I can't be teveyu to give up your floor space. Okay, let's see right. Toshma. Excuse me, the hezik real ashme hezik. Mer continues. The hezik real ashme hezik. Toshma. It is simon gino kaisel kaifen vechelken chalenis trevnachman. All the kashas. Toshma, v'chein begino. The Mishnah says v'chein begino. That by begino also you have to build a kaisel. So you see that hezek v'yish may hezek. So what's the kasha? Same as chotzer. Like chotzer hezek v'lash may hezek. And when the Mishnah says v'yinim is a kaisel, it means that they made a kinyan. It was rotzu. So why can't that be the pshat begino as well?
Doesn't say rotzu by.
Well, it says v'chein begino. Maybe it goes back on the ratio if it was rotsu.
If it was rotsu, then there's no difference between
machmir shenagor. Oh, some of the answer is if it would be rotsu lasis machitza, if they agreed to build the kaisel, so why would it depend on minig ha-medina? The Mishnah said that the Mishnah's gina is totally be minig ha-medina. The chayin begina, mokim shenogu livnois. So you see, it's totally minig ha-medina. The minig ha-medina is mechayef to build the kaisel. If the minig ha-medina is mechayef to build the kaisel, that has nothing to do with rotsu. If it would be rotsu to build the kaisel, he made a kinyan to build the kaisel, then even if it would be a mokim shenogu shalaylig there, the minig here is nobody makes the kaisel, but we made a kinyan to build the kaisel. What's the, nothing else to talk about? From the fact that the Mishnah says the chayef to build the kaisel is only by mokim shenogu ligdar. So it's mevur that it's a chiyuv that's not that they made an agreement to build a kaisel, but rather the chiyuv comes out of the fact that there's a minhag to build a kaisel. So you see, hezek v'yishma hezek. So look at Tosfos. So Tosfos Toshma, v'chein begino. V'kamen maskin and ochi gomar, v'chein begino stam, kimokim shnogu ligda domi. Hilkuch dayig shaper de hezek v'yishma hezek. Tosfos says, the Moses says later on, The Mishnah says, so Poshup Shad is that in a Gino you have to build a Kaisel only if it's a Mokim Shenogul Ligda. So more later on, the Abdalid asks, it comes out that a Gino is less than a Chotzer. Because in a Gino you only have to make a Kaisel B'mokim Shenogul Ligda. And in a Bik it says, Fakert, you don't make a Kaisel B'mokim Shenogul Shaloy Ligda. But Stam, Vice Days, you apparently do make a Kaisel. So a Bikko is going to be more Chomer than a Gino. How could that be? Obviously, a Gino is more Chomer than a Bikko. So the Gemara answers, Abayis is a different answer, but Rabbi answers that it means v'chein gino stam is kemokim shenogu ligdor, and bikos stam is kemokim shenogu shaloi ligdor. Haisa says the Gemara knows that, our Gemara knows that Gemara, and it knows that by gino, when it says v'chein gino, it means gino stam, that a gino stam is kemokim shenogu ligdor. So that's why the Gemara sees here right that hezek v'yish mei hezek. So what should we ask on Tosfos? What's the kasha on Tosfos? By the way, Rabbi said, I mean it b'chol libi. When you relearn the Gemara, you have to speak out the Shach Levitaya. Right over the questions that we have in Shir, if you speak out the Shach Levitaya, it's ain't a dime. You have to read a little piece of Gemara Rashi, speak out the Shach Levitaya with Havana, and then we read a Tosfos, speak out what Tosfos said, the Shach Levitaya of Tosfos outside that with Havana. Before you go on, what's Tosfos asking, what's Tosfos answering? That's the Ikar Limud of the Gemara Rashi Tosfos. So Vostan, what do you have to ask of me? What does Tosfos imply? That if the Gemara would not have known the Gemara in Daf Dalet, if our Gemara would not have known the Gemara in Daf Dalet, and if the Gemara would have taken the Mishnah at face value, that beginner you only have to make a Gedder B'mokim Shenogu Ligdor, then the Gemara wouldn't have had what to ask. You wouldn't see any Raya over here that has a Griya Shmei has it. Because it's only B'mokim Shenogu Ligdor. So there's a Chiddush in that. I see a big Chiddush in this. I could have said, if not for Tosfos, I would have said that if Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek, then it makes no difference if it's a Mokim Shenogu Ligdor or a Mokim Shaloi Nogu Ligdor. Hezek Riyah intrinsically is Lo Shmei Hezek. The Moshul, Hezek Shein and Nikah. Hezek Shein and Nikah is also Lo Shmei Hezek. I mean, there are both in the concept, but on a Derisa level, Hezek Shein and Nikah is not a Hezek. Let's say we have a situation where I'm doing some hezek to you that is a hezek shein and nikah. So, if people are noyik to put up a fence, would that turn it into a, would that make me chayev? Would that obligate me somehow to build a fence? Why would that obligate me? The minhag here is not to, even if there's a minhag to build a fence, I don't want to build a fence, and I'm not being mazik you in a way that's a hezek. Here it's even more. Hezek Riyah Lav Hezek Shein and Nikah. Maybe it's only Dina Yodom and Dina Shemai. Maybe it's for sure a Hezek. But Hezek Riyah, if it's Lav Shmei Hezek, could be even a Dina Shemai. It's not a Hezek. Lav Shmei Hezek. I'm not being Mazik. So why would it matter even if it's in Bokam Shenogu Ligdor? So people make a Kaisel of the year. Why would that be Machai? It says in this Tosfos, because it says in this Tosfos that even the man Omer Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek, if it's a Mokim Shenogu Ligdor, you have to build a Kaisel. That's what it says in this Tosfos. Otherwise, Tosfos doesn't need the Gemara in Daf Dalet. Even if Gino is Mokim Shenogu Ligdor, but you see Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. It's Mavur in Tosfos that if Gino would only require a Kaisel of a Mokim Shenogu Ligdor, then it would be no right that Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek could be Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek. But since it's no good ligdor, you have to build the kaisel anyway. The Rashi was mefurish though. The Rashi was the same as Tosfos, but he spells it out explicitly. He says, well, he asked it as a kasha. What's the Gemara's problem by Gino? What's the Raya that Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek? Maybe Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek, but by a Gino you have to build the kaisel because it's Mokim Shnogu Ligdor. So the Rashi answered, no, the Gemara knows the Gemara here knows the Gemara in Abdallah that we're talking about a Gino's time. So what's the Hezber? The Mandam Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek, why should I have to build the kaisel if it's a Mokim Shnogu Ligdor? Maybe we could say with the raid of Tikkun HaChotzer, that if the minhag is to build a kosel, then it becomes tikkun achatzar, even if hezek yulashmei hezek, and we can all derech zeh. But the emes is, I don't think we need it. I think there's a pasuk to answer tosel shitosum. But the tosel is a nofel shiny. I don't know if the olam is there yet. The gemara has a raya. The gemara wants to bring a raya. It says that if the wall fell down, they have to rebuild it. The gemara brings a raya that if the wall fell down, they have to rebuild it. So the gemara asks, why do they have to rebuild it? Melech hezek v'yishmei hezek, they have to rebuild it. But hezek v'yolashmei hezek, they committed to build the wall. The wall fell down. Who says they have to rebuild it? So the gemara answers, nofel shiny. It's a wall that was there once and fell down, everybody agrees that you have to rebuild. So the whole challenge is showing what that means. Some Yishanim learn, or Ben Yaina learns, it means, since they agreed to build a wall, and the agreement was not stam to build the wall, the agreement was to build the wall in order that they won't be mazik each other b'riyah. That's what we read into their agreement, like we saw in Rashi. So therefore, we read into their agreement that even if the wall will fall down, they agree to build another wall. So we read back into their original agreement that they're going to build an infinite series of walls. So whatever it will take to keep the Hezekiah, to keep away from Hezekiah. But Tosis is a different shot. Tosis is nafal shiny. So Tosis. Shehurgalu lasa is dvar hatsneya b'chotzer v'loy lomduli hizoher zem izeh. Tosis says, once there's a wall, they get used to doing private things in the chotzer. They sunbathe in the chotzer. They do divrei hatsneya in the chotzer. Once they get used to doing divrei hatsneya in the chotzer, then Tosis implies, then everybody agrees that Shmei Hezek. Says not Tosis, a tremendous chiddush, that the issue of Hezek via Shmei Hezek and Lav Shmei Hezek is, in a chotzer where they're already ruggled to do divrei atzneya, hakol moedim the Hezek via Shmei Hezek, because you're staring his divrei atzneya. The machlokes is Islam, in a chotzer where they're not hurglu lasis divrei atzneya. So then the machlokes is, do we say, no, he has a right to do divrei atzneya, and you're that's the nature of a chotzer, that you should be able to do divrei atzneya, or people do divrei atzneya, I'll take your pick. And therefore, you could say, you're being masik me because I want to do divrei atzneya. And the other man, though, if you lash me, hezek holds, no. Mechatesh, that you have such an entitlement to do divrei atzneya in a chotzer. It's lash me hezek, so you won't do divrei atzneya. Who told you have to do divrei atzneya in a chotzer? Once the hurgulu lashes divrei atzneya, so then everybody agrees Hezek v'Yishmei Hezek. So it's Poshut. I think so now I think it's Poshut. According to Tosfos, just like Tosfos tells me that if the Kosel falls down, they have to rebuild it. Even though Hezek v'Yishmei Hezek. And they never committed themselves to build an infinite place, not like a Ben Yaina, that the original commitment was to build an infinite series of walls. Grad, I think Tosfos learns that we're not even talking about the original owners by Nofel Shiny. It could be a subsequent owner. But they moved into a chotzer where there was already a wall. Hurgulu lasis divrei atzneya. And now already they have the regilus that they do divrei atzneya in the chotzer. Hakol moedim, they have to build a wall in such a case. Because in such a situation, that's a chotzer where you do divrei atzneya. And in a chotzer where you for sure do divrei atzneya, then certainly you have to build a wall. That's not subject to the machlokes of Hezek v'Yishmei Hezek and Lashmei Hezek. I think it's posher, personally, she calls him holds. Hu adin, if it's a mokim shenogu ligdor, that means in this Medina, the regilus is that they do divrei atzneya, they do divrei atzneya in a gino. So in such a Medina where the regilus, where the minog is that they do divrei atzneya in a chotzer, in a gino rather, then a vadi have to build a wall. Then everybody agrees that so to speak, Hezek v'Yishmei Hezek. It's the same thing. Madach, if there's no minog in the Medina, but we have a wall, we got used to the wall. So we got used to the idea that we do divrei atzneya. So Tosis Beferish, Nofel Shani, you have to build a wall. So who then? If the Medina, the whole Medina, they do divrei atzneya and agino. So Mokim Shinogu Ligdor. So of course you have to build a wall. That's nothing to do with Machlokes. So therefore, Tosfos Bali, what's the Gemara's Kasha by Gino? It's only Mokim Shinogu Ligdor. Says Tosfos, no, the Gemara's going based on the Gemara's Abdalit. They were talking about Agina Stam. Well, there is no Minhag HaMokim. Agina Stam, that's the Machlokes of Hezek Shen and Iker. The Machlokes is by a Stam. Well, that's good for the Machlokes. What's the din by a Stam? By a stam chotzer, by a stam gino, is Hezek re'io a consideration or not? Do you have a right and you have a right to do divrei atzneya, and therefore Hezek re'io shters you, or do we say no? Don't do divrei atzneya. Who says you have such an expectation? Who says there's such an expectation? You should be able to do divrei atzneya in a chotzer. Get used to not doing divrei atzneya in a chotzer. Comes out from this Tosfos. From this Tosis, from that Tosis of Nafal Shani, explicitly, that Tosis learns that the issue of Hezek v'Yishmei Hezek, the reason why Hezek v'Yishmei Hezek is because it shteres my divrei hatznaya. I can't do divrei hatznaya, and that's the machlokes. Man dama hezek yishmei hezek holds that's an issue. You're not allowed to shter somebody's divrei hatznaya. The man dama hezek yishmei hezek holds I could shter his divrei hatznaya, so he won't do divrei hatznaya. Big deal. If there's a regilus ready to divrei hatznaya, then everybody agrees that hezek yishmei hezek. But it's an issue of I'm bothering his ability. I'm impinging on his ability to do divrei hatznaya. Rashi is not that way. Rashi at the top of the Omud, time of the Rotsu, that same Rashi at the end, Rashi says, Einze yochel loymer eini chofet shetira asokai. Rashi is a different hadgosha. In Tosis, the hadgosha of Hezekri is you're bothering his divrei hatznaya. You're preventing him from doing divrei hatznaya. That's the Hezek. Rashi's mashma different word. Rashi doesn't say anything about divrei hatznaya. Eini yroysa shetira asokai. I'm doing my asokim, and I don't want you to see what I'm doing. Yeah, it could be doichik. Maybe Rashi means toisus. Maybe asokim means divrei hatznaya. Ain't he roitzes shetir asokai? Because now I can't do them. I don't want you to see my asokim because now I can't do my asokim. Mm-hmm. It's not mashma in Rashi. It's mashma in Rashi. I'm going to do the asokim anyway. We're not talking about asokim that I'm not going to do. We're not talking about things that if you watch me, I'm going to stop doing. I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm not doing things that are so divrei hatznaya that I'm not going to do them if somebody's watching. We're not talking about sunbathing. I'm just doing my gardening. But any righteous shetir asokai, I don't want that. You should be standing in your backyard and you should be watching me doing my gardening. Any righteous shetir asokai. That's a different avon in the aside of Hezek Yishmei Hezek. Firashi lad gosh is any righteous shetir asokai. I'm doing innocuous things, but I don't want somebody watching. Taisut lad gosh is that it's divrei hatznaya. The mokum where the word rogel to divrei hatznaya Hezek for sure is Shmei Hezek. The mokum stam. But stop mokim, that's where you have the machlekes hezek yishmei hezek v'lashmei hezek. And of course, Rashi l'shitosa by nofel. Rashi learns nofel shiny differently than Tosus. We didn't see the Rashi yet. But Rashi has a different mahalach in the Gemara about nofel shiny than Tosus. Rashi can't learn like Tosus. Who cares if he's rogel to do be'asneya, not rogel to do be'asneya? That's not what hezek is all about. Hezek has nothing to do with be'asneya. Hezek has to do with any roitzah shetira asokai. The fact that it was a kaisel or it was a kaisel, it wasn't a kaisel, that's not going to change the equation. Yeah, okay, we're going to have to stop here. I want to do tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. This sugya of Chaim Beginel, there's a Sheir Rambam. So you take a look at the Rambam on Gino. Rambam passes that Gino, you have to make a Kaisel, but not Dalai Lama, it's only Yasar Tfokhim for Nitpas Olofikano. A lot of talk about that Rambam. So take a look on that Rambam, there's a Migdalois from the bottom. And the Kabbalah is that we don't usually look at the Nikolais, but here he brings the Chuvas Rambam. So the Chuvas Rambam is good to see. And then also in conjunction with that Chuvas Rambam, you have to see the Gemara and Dav Vavam Adbeis about Nitpas Olav Kigana. I sent it in the email to my friends to see the Rambam about Nitpas Olav Kigana. See the Gemara about Nitpas Olav Kigana and Vavam Adbeis. And Mitzvah Shem, I want to go through. Beikar, I want to go through a Baron Klotz that has interesting Torah here on the Miyash of the Rambam. I want to go through that. Disaster.